This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, December 21st. Well, we have a lot of relative strength on the market today. And obviously, the professional traders on Wall Street are all disappearing for the holidays. And today's rally is going to be on light volume. But that's good, because if we can rally on light volume, what will happen if we get some real volume? So that's a positive development. It's also evidence that good stocks always bounce right back. You know, the tax selling is largely over. It's time to celebrate the holidays. And I do expect that the last week of the year will be excellent. Now, there's a couple important things going on. Consumer confidence exploded to the upside today. That was a huge surprise. Economists were actually expecting a slight decline. And now consumer confidence is back at the highest level since April of this year. And the explanation why it exploded to the upside was the present situation component surge, as did expectations. So this is clear signs that the consumer's in a good mood. And hopefully it'll rub off on sales this holiday season. But this was a big surprise. No one expected this. The other comment I have is that existing home sales came out, and it was, they're obviously soft, but prices have declined for five straight months. On a trailing 12-month basis, they're still up 3.5%. Now, if owner's equivalent rent, which is a huge component of the CPI, and a significant component of the personal consumption expenditures index, if the owner's equivalent rent can start to fall, then we'll get the core rate of inflation falling, okay? So housing prices are coming down in the last 5 months. They're still up annually. But hopefully we'll get some relief there, and then that will make the core rate of inflation fall. And again, the Fed follows the personal consumption expenditures component. Now, it has a smaller real estate and housing component, but that would be wonderful if that could show up, and then the Fed can say they're done. So, fascinating times. We did have a scare early in the week with bond yields rising. The 10-year yield is moderating. It's now 3.65, so that's good. Yields are down a bit. Energy prices are very firm this morning, which is great for all our energy stocks. Europe's trying to put a cap on natural gas prices. That's a political ploy that will not work. So natural gas is going to be good because it's cold here and in Europe. And then, of course, crude oil is firming up. And I think the biggest development in crude oil will be the SPR release. When it ends, that's 182 million barrels that we've released this year that will be off the market. And that's a lot to get to. That's going to get a lot of upward pressure on crude oil prices. CNBC had an expert yesterday saying that oil is going to hit $121 a barrel next year. So my prediction for 120 is pretty much in line. A lot of it, of course, depends that China comes back online. There are a lot of reports that, you know, China's sick and all, but you know, getting accurate reports out of China is really hard. You know, the bottom line is their COVID vaccines weren't as effective, but the country is reopening because they don't want to kill their economy. And obviously their people were protesting, and they actually responded to that, believe it or not. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but, energy is an oasis. Agriculture is also an oasis. Food prices are very high. The forecast for food prices next year remain high. That's from an article in the Wall Street Journal today. So, we're going to profit from all the commodity stocks, inflation out there, and that's going to be the oasis. And then we'll see where all this consumer spending goes, okay? Because consumers are definitely happy, and that was just a shocking report that consumer confidence is now back to the highest level since April. So that bodes well for the new year. So I expect a nice year in rally. If you want to commit money to the market, next week will be excellent. And let's just have a nice year in rally. and then we'll have a strong start to the new year, and then the good earnings come out early, and then it'll get bumpy sometime in February. But right now, it's time to rally. So that's it. So enjoy the holidays, everybody. I'll update the podcast during fast market conditions, but right now we're melting up. Liquidity is returning back to the market. Take care, everybody.